the supplication on Sundays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. In the name of Allah, from whom I hope for nothing but bounty, and from whom I fear nothing but justice. I rely only upon His word, and I cling only to His cord. In Thee I seek sanctuary, O possessor of pardon and good pleasure. From wrong and enmity, and from the changes of time, and the recurrence of sorrows, and from the striking of mishaps, and from the expiration of my term before preparation and readiness. From Thee I seek guidance to that wherein is righteousness and being set right. From Thee I seek help in that which is linked to success and favorable response. Thee I beseech for the garment of well-being and its completion, and for the covering of health and its permanence. I seek refuge in Thee, my Lord, from the goadings of the Satans, and I seek protection in Thy sovereignty from the injustice of the sovereigns. So accept my past prayers and fasting, and make my tomorrow and what is after better than my present hour and my today. And exalt me in my clan and my people, and protect me in my waking and my sleeping. For Thou art Allah, the best guardian, and Thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, I am quit before Thee on this day of mine and on all Sundays that follow it, of associating others with Thee and of heresy. And I devote my supplication sincerely to Thee, addressing myself to Thy response. And I observe the acts of obedience to You for the hope of Your rewards. So bless Muhammad, the best of Thy creation, the summoner to Thy truth. Exalt me with Thy exaltation, which is never made to suffer loss. And protect me with Thy eye, which never sleeps. And seal my affair by cutting me off from everything but Thee and my life with forgiveness. Surely, Thou art the All-Forgiving, the All-Compassionate.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio from Iran. In this episode, we're going to look at the high status of Lady Fatima, peace be upon her.
Daughter of the Nabi, Lady Fatima.
But first, we look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 2nd of Jamadi al-Thani, 1445, of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 25th of Azar, 1402, of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 16th of December 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, we open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and we listen to verse 23 of chapter Ash-Shura.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ذلك الذي يبشر الله عباده الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات قل لا أسألكم عليه أجرا إلا المودة في القربى وَمَنْ يَقْتَرِفْ حَسَنَةً نَزِدْ لَهُ فِيهَا حُسْنًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ
It is that of which Allah gives good tidings to His servants who believe and do righteous deeds. Say, O Muhammad, I do not ask you for this message any payment, but only goodwill through kinship. And whoever commits a good deed, we will increase for him good therein. Indeed, Allah is forgiving and appreciative.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
This ayah is known as the ayah of mawaddah, kindness. It is narrated from the noble prophet of Islam, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, that when he arrived in Medina, the pillars of the Islamic faith were fortified. The helpers, or Ansar, said, "We will go to the noble prophet and will tell him if he has financial needs." When he was informed of their offer, the verse, "Tell them that I do not expect any remuneration, but the love for my kith and kin." This verse was revealed. The noble prophet recited the blessed verse to them and said, "Love my family after my demise."
Ya Fatima al-Zahra, Ya bint Muhammad. استشفعنا وتوسلنا بك إلى الله وقدمناك بين يدي حاجاتنا
يا وجيها عند الله اشفعي لنا
This part entitled The High Status of Lady Fatima. Lady Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, is described by the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny as the greatest woman of this world and the hereafter. Fatima is not an ordinary figure. From her childhood until her martyrdom, she worked earnestly to serve Allah and those around her. Fatima may not be an imam, but she is the mother of 11th infallible imams, and without a doubt, the imams owe their infallible characteristics to their mother. Her distinctions are numerous, one of the most outstanding of which are her parents, the Prophet and Lady Khadija. Parents have a huge influence on their children.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. In this first session, we shall be talking about the importance of Fatimiyyah. and the effect of the whole existence of Lady Fatima salamullah alayha in the world of Shi'ism, and the importance of the mourning and azadari on Lady Fatima salamullah alayha. The days of Fatimiyya are the days when lovers of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, peace be upon them all, mourn the martyrdom of Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha. Due to differences in narrations about the date of Lady Fatima's martyrdom, and Shia scholars considering two historical accounts as authentic, Shias and the followers of the school of Ahlul Bayt observe the days of Fatimiyya twice, at different times. During these days, they hold gatherings commemorating the virtues and tribulations of the finest lady of Islam and the first martyr for the cause of wilayah, and denounce the enemies of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. Lady Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha is the most perfect and supreme lady of the world, who is known as an innocent daughter, wife and mother, with nicknames and epithets such as Sayyidatul Nisa al-Alameen, Ummu al-A'imma, Umm Abiha, Tahira, Siddiqa, Kubra, and etc. IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
Now one beautiful lesson from the epic life of Fatima Zahra alayha salam, to cherish the parents and treat them in best manner. Verily, Fatima was surnamed Umm Abiha. Fatima Zahra is widely known for how she used to cherish and treat her father, the Prophet of Allah, in the utmost best manner. Fatima would take such great care of her father that he could call her Umm Abiha, the mother of her father. On many occasions, at a young age, Fatima would care for her father after he had been harassed or attacked by others.
Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Allah. La ilaha illallah.
On the continuation of today's special, Lady Fatima is a representative of Allah among the infallibles. From the speech of the leader Ayatollah Khamenei, we learn this is based on a hadith which has been narrated by Imams, peace be upon them all. Fatima Zahra is the representative of other divine representatives. She is the Imam of the Imams. In the Holy Quran, Allah the Exalted has mentioned how much women should be respected. Allah the Exalted has created a woman like Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, about whom Imam Askari alayhi salam or Imam Hadi alayhi salam say, "We are the representatives of Allah among the people, and Fatima is a representative of Allah among us." This is based on a hadith which has been narrated by these Imams, peace be upon them. Fatima Zahra is the representative of other divine representatives. She is the Imam of Imams. Is there a great personality? She was infallible. And such a person was a woman. Great women such as Mary, Sarah, Asiya, and many other great women, outstanding personalities of the world. In the path of perfection and transcendence, it is human beings which move forward. There is no difference between men and women in terms of social rights.
We have so many lessons that we can extract from her life and apply it into our own life. And one such lesson that I want to speak about very briefly is that of selflessness, of khidmat, of serving others. In this time of uncertainty, where people are searching for hope, for salvation, for some sort of relief, it's important that we look out for each other, that we pray first for each other, that we attempt to pull others out of their own darkness. Surah An'am, verse number 122, has a beautiful opening portion of that verse, when Allah reminds us that I've given you two beautiful tools that you must use now to help everyone else around you. And the verse says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Awa man kana maytan fa'ahyaynahu wa ja'alna lahu nuran yamshi bihi fin nas. That when you were spiritually dead, I gave you life, Allah says. And then I gave you light as well. I gave you hayat, I gave you nur. I gave you life, I gave you light. Not for yourself, yamshi bihi fin nas. So you may take that light and that nur and walk amongst the people. Meaning what? Illuminate the path of those around you to the best of your ability. There are people around you, your loved ones, your family, your community members, who you know are right now struggling during this difficult time that we are in. Reach out to them. Send a message to them. Dedicate a small prayer for them. Extend a hand to them. If you don't have a solution for them, if you're not able to solve their problems, at least share in their darkness. Sit with them and accompany them as they get through their difficulties. We learn from the way that Sayyidah Fatima was with her father, with her husband and her kids, that she was a very selfless individual.
Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for choosing this episode of today's special for listening. And till another episode, we leave you in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Allahumma salli ala Fatimata wa abiha. Allahumma salli ala Fatimata wa abiha. وبعلها وبنيها بعدد ما أحاط به علمك اللهم صل على فاطمة وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها بعدد ما أحاط به علمك.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone. Today, on the eve of the tragic martyrdom of Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, the Immaculate Daughter of the Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, here is a famous statement from her. After your departure, O Prophet, inequities, that is, intrigues, took shape, and variant voices were raised. If you were present, and all these differences and deviations would not have taken place.
This is the Heart of Life pounding. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith, which has been transmitted from Imam Baqir alayhi salam. This hadith has also been transmitted from Imam Sadiq as well. And this hadith relates one of the virtues of the Lady Fatimah al-Zahra, Salamullah alayha. As you know, currently we are in the Ayyam Fatimiyah. And the Ayyam Fatimiyah are the days in which we mourn the demise and the martyrdom of the noble lady Fatimah al-Zahra, Salamullah alayha. Because as you know, they fall between two very significant days. And regarding those days, it has been transmitted that one of them is the day on which that noble lady, she departed and she achieved martyrdom. So here at IRIB English Radio and Hadith of the Day, we would like to offer our esteemed listeners condolences in these very sad and solemn days. And for this reason, we would like to recite this beautiful hadith, which has been transmitted from Imam Baqir and as well as Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. In this hadith, the Imam says, "Haramun ala ruhin an tufariqa jasadaha hatta taral khamsa." It is forbidden for a spirit to depart from its body until it sees the five Ahl al-Qisa, the five noble people who are the Prophet Muhammad and Imam Ali alayhi salam, his daughter Lady Fatima, and his two grandchildren, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein. It is forbidden for a spirit to depart from its body until it sees the five Muhammad and Ali and Fatima and Hassan and Hussein. Then the Imam said, "This is either in a way where the person who's dying and sees these people, he becomes happy at seeing these holy people, these holy personages, which is a good sign, meaning this person is a good person and by seeing these people he becomes happy, or he sees them in such a way that he becomes sad and unhappy, which is obviously a bad sign for this person. Indicates the fact that he's a bad person, and seeing these luminous personalities causes him distress and causes him unhappiness." This beautiful hadith has been transmitted in the famous book of hadith, Kashful Ghamma, volume 1, page 414, for those of our listeners who want to reference it. And this is also something which has been narrated in similar hadith. For example, in one hadith, in a famous hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam, it's been reported that he said to his companion Haris Hamadani, "O Haris of Hamadan, the person who dies will definitely see me." Now, what's the secret behind this? This is something, obviously, that has to be examined in its relevant place. Right now, we don't want to get into the details of that. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtues of the Lady Fatimah al-Zahra, Salamullah alayha, in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions in practical tajweed rules held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International School Network. So I really welcome Brother Ali Nasir, Hussein Ruhullah, and Hassan Nasrullah today in our Quranic class. How are you?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. And Hassan?
Fine, sir.
I really welcome you all, inshallah. Inshallah, today we will talk about Ayah 160 of Surah Ali Imran on page 71. So, brothers and sisters, please open your Quran, turn to page 71. Ayah 160 of Surah Ali Imran. Ready to listen to the recitation?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In yansurkumullahu fala ghaliba lakum wa in yakhdhulkum faman dhalladhi yansurukum min ba'dihi.
That was nice. Great recitation. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. So, let's say some points from the Tafasir books on this ayat. Ayah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah Almighty says in this ayah, ayah 160 of Surah Ali Imran,
إِيَّانْصُرْكُمُ اللَّهُ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ وَإِنْ يَخْذُلْكُمْ فَمَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ.
If Allah helps you, no one can overcome you. But if he does not help you, forsakes you, okay, who will help you after him? Yeah?
Yes.
If he does, if Allah Almighty does not help us, who is there to help us? Huh? This is a nice ayah. I love it. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلَيْتَوَكِّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. So in Allah, let all the faithful put your trust. My dad was always... most of like the times, okay, when I was losing my hope. Like I was going to do something and I was losing my hope, okay? My dad was always reading this ayah with me, to me, okay? He was always reading this ayah to me. إِيَّنْصُرْكُمُ اللَّهِ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ. Oh, my son, if you believe, like, the thing you're doing is the right thing, and you're doing it for Allah Almighty,
So Allah Almighty is going to help you. And if Allah Almighty helps you, who is there to defeat you? Nobody can stop you if Allah is there. All right? Because Allah has the power over every single thing. Inna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir. Isn't that right? Yeah.
Yes.
Tawheed says this. So if that's the case, and you're doing something for Allah Almighty, for the sake of Allah Almighty, why are you afraid? Allah Almighty is going to help us.
So, إِيَّنْصُرُكُمُ اللَّهُ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ.
Ah, don't be afraid of the tanks, afraid of the atomic bombs. Oh, they will not defeat you. Come on, it's Allah Almighty. If you help Allah Almighty's religion, Allah Almighty will help you so.
إِيَّنْصُرُكُمُ اللَّهُ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ. وَإِيَّخْذُلْكُمْ. Oh God, God forbid.
If he does not help you, if he forsakes you, so what happens?
فَمَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِي.
Hassan, tell me. Huh? Who will help you after him? God forbid, if Allah Almighty does not help you.
No one.
Nobody.
وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلَيْتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ.
So in Allah, yeah, let all the faithful put their trust. If you're mu'min, trust in Allah Almighty, okay? So, that's it. Short point, but important point. Remember, inshallah, Tawheed says this, that we all have to put our trust in Allah Almighty, Tawheed and Tawakkul. And also, we should believe that Allah Almighty is the one who is the powerful, the most powerful. Yes, believing in Asma'ul Husna, Asma'ullah al-Husna. This is an important part of Tawheed that we all have to believe in, inshallah. So guys, thank you so much. Now we should mention the important Tajweed rules here, and then we'll recite with Tajweed rules. Ready? Okay.
قرآني في قلبي دوما يغمرني من فيض ضياء آيات
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's recite the Quran.
So, إِيَّنْصُرُكُمُ اللَّهِ Yansur. Why did I read it this way? Yansur. Huh? You might ask me a question. And you know the answer. So tell me the answer, Ali Nasir.
First we have Idgham.
Idgham. Ah, the rule Idgham is applied here. So let's say this, explain this. If, brothers and sisters, if you have a Nun Sakin or a Tanween, take a look at the next letter right after the Tanween or Nun Sakin. And second step, when you found the letter, second step is this, that match this letter with one of the four groups of letters. These four groups of letters. First group, يَرْمَلُونَ letters. Ya, Ra, Mim, Lam, Waw, Nun. This is first group. And for this group of letters, if that letter right after the Tanween or Nun Sakin is one of these letters, you merge the sound of Tanween or Nun Sakin. The same as this. In, Ya. Ya is from Yarmulun letters. So Nun Sakin is merged into Ya. Ya is doubled here. Got it? Nun is kind of ignored here, yes? Sacrificed for the Ya. Next group of letters. Throat letters. Hamza, Ha, Ha, Kha, Ayn, Ghain. One of these six letters. Hassan, when you have one of these six letters, the rule Idhar is applied. The rule Idhar says, nothing. Don't change anything. Read the way it is. If there was, for example, instead of Ya, if you had
Hamza,
you would say In-A, for example. In-A. You wouldn't say I-A. You wouldn't merge the Noon, okay? In. But if you have Ya, you merge it. So second group, throat letters. No changes. Hamza, Ha, Ha, Kha, Ayn, Ghain. The next group is the letter Ba, only letter Ba. If you have the letter Ba right after the Tanween or Nun Sakin, what do you do? Huh? Do you hide the sound of Nun or Tanween? No. Do you read it clearly? No. What do you do?
change.
Ah, you change it. What? What to what? Change the sound of the noon, sakin, or tanween?
To
the n sound to m sound, a hidden meme sound.
Yeah.
Hiding meme sound. That's it we have in this ayah. Number four, the rest of the letters. Any other letters you have? What? What do? You hide the sound. The tanween or nun sakin sound, the n sound will be hidden. Right? You don't let your tongue touch the gum area, the articulation point of the nun. My tongue is about to touch, but I don't let it. It goes and touch. I don't let it, okay? Got it? So yes. These four groups of letters. Yarmalun letters, the rule idgham. Throat letters, the rule idhar. Clearly read it. Yarmalun means? The rule idgham means? What?
Merging.
The rule iqlab means changing the letter ba if you have. And the rest of the letters, you apply the rule ikhfa, hide the sound. In this ayah, you have almost all of them. Okay? Only idhar we don't have. The three others we have. So, in yansurkum, nun sakin plus ya. Ya matches yarmalun letters. The rule idgham. Got it? Then, yansurkum, nun sakin, sad. Sad matches the rest of the letters. The rule? If I hide the sound of nun. Ya, no merging. Yes. You say no merging, okay? Ya. And that's also a heavy letter, sad. Ya, heavily. Yansurkumullahu. The word Allah is pronounced heavily if there is a dhamma or a fatha before the word Allah. And if there is a kasra, it's pronounced lightly, sound. That's it. Now here we have a dhamma, so read it with an a sound. Yansurkumullahu fala ghaliba. Heavy sound. Ghaliba lakum. Sila tells you it's better to continue, but you can stop. Next word, wa in yakhdhulkum. Nun sakin plus ya. Wa in yakhdhulkum. What do you do?
Merge
that. Ya matches yarmalun letters. Idgham rule. Wa iyakhdhulkum. The same as iyansurkumullah. Right? So. Faman dhaladhi aha. Faman. Again, we got a nun sakin, Hassan. What is after nun sakin?
Za.
Dhal. Good job. Dhal. Dhal matches?
Rest of the
letters. What rule is applied?
Ikhfa,
hide the sound. So hide the sound, Hassan.
Faman.
Hassan. Faman. Hide the sound. Faman. The levy. Good job. Faman. The levy. Pronounce the vowel correctly. Faman. The levy. Yansurukum. Again, nun sakin plus sad, the same as the first word. Yansurukum. Ikhfa, hide the sound. Faman. The levy. Yansurukum. Mim sakin plus mim. For the meme, we have three important rules. That one of them is, if you have meme sakin plus meme, again, two meme, merge them, idgham. فَمَن ذَا الَّذِي يَنصُرُكُمْ Two counts. مِن بَعْدِهِ this is the rule iqlab, the third rule, about memes, nun sakin and tanween. مِن بَعْدِهِ, nun sakin plus ba. Ba matches ba. The letter ba, yes? And the rule iqlab, hide, changing sound. Changing the sound of nun into hidden mim sound. Hide the mim sound. For example, say mim. Instead of saying mim, hide the sound of mim at the end. Mim ba'adi. Right? That's called iqlab. Qila is opposite to sala. It says it's better to stop, but you can continue. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ There is no special rule. عَلَى اللَّهِ Allah is pronounced heavily. That's all. Let's recite now with tajweed rules, and you will repeat. Our brothers and sisters also, dear listeners, will also repeat after us. Right?
Yes.
إِيَّنْصُرْكُمُ اللَّهُ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ
إِيَّنْصُرْكُمُ اللَّهُ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ
وَإِيَّخْذُلْكُمْ فَمَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ بعدي
وإن يخذلكم فمن ذا الذي ينصركم من بعده
وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون
وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون
أحسنتم. Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us. That's from us for today. And inshallah, we'll be here with you in the coming sessions tomorrow at the same time. Stay with IRB English Radio. Thank you so much. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
The Ocean of Dua.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran. And we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, as you were previously with us in our series of discussions, we were trying to have a look at the different objectives of supplications in educating people. We said that school of supplication has a plethora of features in which sublime intentions are set by the legislators, by the Almighty Allah and the Ahlul Bayt. We said that the first objective, the most significant feature, is in the field of education. And it is the fact that in all supplications, we do not find the case where something is referred to non-God or non-divine thing. For example, in all these supplications, the absolute cause is God and nothing can ever take place without His consent. So, regarding this issue, Allama Tabatabai distinguishes between the Shi'i Gnosticism and the common Gnosticism. And he says that in the verses, traditions and supplications, we find a kind of a special system which paves the way for the Gnostic and the believer. So, in the behaviors and manners of all these great men of virtues in the school of the infallible imams, we may not see anything against the common sense and the rational thinking. Great men such as Sayyid ibn Tawus, Sayyid Bahrul Ulum, Ibn Fahd Hilli, and others, all their great teachers, whose manners and behaviors had been based on the basis of those of the infallible Imams, alayhim salam, are good exemplars. All these men are among the elite scholars of the employment of the verses of the Holy Quran, traditions, and commands of the school of the infallible Imams. So, in order to depict this significant feature of the infallible Imams, we will refer to some supplications. And of course, we will only refer to the parts that are mostly crucially needed for our argumentation.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy of God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good, about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. Feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So in order to prove that a most significant feature in the sphere of education is this monotheism, in this shape that we see in these supplications, the absolute cause is God, and nothing can ever take place without His consent. In Simat supplication, we see that God's name appears in the opening passage. Allahumma, inni as'aluka bismika al-azim al-a'zam. O Allah, I invoke you with your great name, which is greater than your names. Al-ajall al-akram, more glorious than your names, more beloved than them. Alladhi idha du'ita bihi ala maghaliqi abwaabi as-samaa lil-fath bir-rahmatin fatahat. I invoke you with this name, with which, if you are involved to open the locks of the gates of heaven, they will be opened with mercy. وَإِذَا دُعِيتَ بِهِ عَلَى مَضَائِقِ أَبْوَابِ الْأَرْضِ لِلْفَرَجٍ فَرَجَتْ. And if you are invoked with it to open up the narrow gates of the earth, when with deliverance, they will be opened up. In also the very same supplication, we read, وبحكمتك التي خلقت بها الظلمة وجعلتها ليلا سكنا. And with your wisdom, by which you have created darkness, you made it as calmness, and at night, and you created light, you made it as a day. خلقت بها النور وجعلته نهارا. خلقت بها الشمس, you created the sun. وخلقت بها القمر, you created the moon. وخلقت بها الكواكب, you created the planets. وجعلتها نجوما, you made them all stars. In the supplication of Jawshan al-Kabir, God is given 1,000 names, each name of which relates to one another of the creation. يَمَنْ لَهُ الْمُلْكُ وَالْكَمَالُ, for example. O God, I invoke you, who have the absolute domination and perfection. يَا مُنْشِئَ السَّحَابِ الثِّقَالِ, you have created the heavy clouds. يَا صَانِعَ كُلِّ مَصْنُوعٍ, you have created everything. يَا خَالِقَ كُلِّ مَخْلُوقٍ, you have created every creature. يَا رَازِقَ كُلِّ مَرْزُوقٍ, you have provided everyone and everything with the means of subsistence. يَا مَنْ كُلُّ شَيْءٍ قَائِمٌ بِهِ, O you, the creator of the universe. Ya Musawwir, all these names and attributes of the Almighty Allah are connected to one aspect of creation. This means that one important objective of the supplications is to teach us to recognize the Almighty Allah as the absolute cause. We'll have a look at some other instances in the next episodes. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank
you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said, "The Lord Most High has chosen for us certain followers, Shiites, who assist us. If we are joyful, they are joyful. And if we are sorrowful and sad, they are sorrowful and sad."
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Answering a dance on questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah, who is Ar-Rahman? Allah, who is Al-Mannan? La ilaha illallah.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We're welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Rouhani is the guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
So sometimes in our dreams when we are sleeping, we see the souls of the deceased person, or it's better to say to dream about the deceased person who are happy or sad. First of all, is the sadness and the happiness we see about the others deceased people in our dreams authentic or not? And does it have any reason, their happiness and sadness when they are deceased, when they are dead or not?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, of course, in some cases, it is possible to see in our dreams the deceased relatives particularly. And we might see them, for example, sometimes sad or happy, of course. Of course, their sadness and happiness, they have, of course, their own reasons. But do we know their reasons? We cannot say anything.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, what we can do when we see these people, like if they are sad, for example, of course, we can do something for them.
Okay.
But then we cannot say that all these kind of dreams could be true, or some of them might be true. It depends on what kind of person see their deceased, let's say, relatives in their dreams.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the pious people, the virtuous people, the true believers, yeah?
Yes.
Of course, their dreams might be true dreams, but sometimes not. Sometimes no, some of the dreams could not be really attributed to the dead or to the deceased people.
Is it all right? I mean, is dream, and we can say during sleep, could be a good channel between a deceased person and the alive ones or not? In order to transmit, for example, some feelings, emotions, some senses or not. Is it at all true according to Islam or not?
Yeah, it is generally possible that sometimes, for example, when the deceased ones are in a very, for example, bad condition or situation, it is possible that sometimes they might contact their relatives, their children, for example, in their dreams.
Yes.
It is generally possible, but case by case, it's different. Let's see that in what kind of cases, for what kind of people it happens.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, whenever we see the deceased ones in the bad kind of conditions, it's better to pray for them, to do something good for them. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Is it possible and is it true according to Islamic beliefs that the soul of the deceased person comes to a dream of a person in order to convey some information? For example, pray for me, do dua for me, establish such a majlis for me, do nuzurat for me or something like that? Is it possible?
You know that sleep, according to the Muslim thing,